Page 20. The Great Train Robbery. 50 years ago to the day. ...1963 at about 3 in the morning. The night flyer rolled to an unexpected stop. The train was traveling from Glasgow, Scotland, to London, England, but had been halted by a red signal light. Seeking an emergency phone, a fireman stepped off the train only to be seized by robbers dressed as track workers. The men then entered the cab of the train and hit the driver over the head. Once they had unhooked the train's engine and first two cars from the rest, the night flyer moved on. 3:15 a.m. It soon stopped at Bredego Bridge, where the thieves removed 120 mail bags from the high-value package car. The driver and fireman were then tossed into the car with its five mail sorters and were told not to move. By 3:45, the thieves' mission was complete, and all 15 of them made off with their goods without a trace. A stolen total of about £2.6 million, $50 million U.S. dollars today, earned the crime its name, the Great Train Robbery. But though the robbery was successful, there are no clean getaways. The Hunt. In response to Britain's biggest train robbery, Scotland Yard assembled a team of detectives called the Flying Squad. They received a call about suspicious activity at a place called Leatherslade Farm. It turned out to be the thieves' hideout. "The whole place is one big clue," one detective said. They made the first arrest the following day, but the last wasn't made until 1968, when mastermind Bruce Reynolds was finally caught. Most of the robbers received 25 or 30 years of jail time, though all were released by 1978. The Man Who Ran. The exception was Ronnie Biggs, who escaped from prison in 1965 and ran from one country to another. Hiding behind plastic surgery, he was discovered in Brazil, but avoided capture several times. Finally, in 2001, over 30 years after his escape, an unhealthy Biggs turned himself in to serve his jail time. In 2009, he was released for compassionate reasons a day before his 80th birthday. He happens to share the date with the anniversary of his famous crime. Word Bank. Halt. The failure of our first design has halted the product's progress. Unhook. I had to unhook my sleeve from the doorknob. Goods. There should be a delivery of goods this morning. Getaway. The thieves succeeded because of a well-planned getaway. Detective. All detectives should expect to have unsolved cases. Suspicious. Though his behavior was suspicious, he had nothing to do with the crime. Exception. We don't usually give samples, but I'll make an exception this time. Anniversary. Richard and Oscar celebrated the anniversary of their business partnership. More information. Fireman. Mastermind. Plastic surgery. Talk about it. What is most surprising to you about the robbery? Are you curious to learn more about the robbery? Explain. Do you know about any famous robberies? Which one?